Muslims across the world are marking the Arafah Day, which is one of the most important days in the Islamic calendar. In Iraq's holy city of Karbala, crowds of Muslims have gathered at the holy shrine of Imam Hussein to stand in prayer and hold vigils. There were also similar gatherings across Iran. In the capital, Tehran, the occasion commemorated the memory of the victims of the Mina tragedy during last year's Hajj pilgrimage. On this day, Muslim pilgrims get together at a rocky hill known as Mount Arafat in Saudi Arabia to spend the day in prayers, reciting the Holy Quran at the spot where Prophet Muhammad gave his last Hajj sermon more than 14 centuries ago. The day of Arafah marks the culminating event of the Hajj. Muslims believe that on the day of Arafah, God accepts their supplications. Joining us now to discuss this further is Muhammad Elahi. He's with the Imam of the Islamic House of Wisdom, and he joins us via Skype from Michigan. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Imam Elahi. Now, the day of Arafah marks a lot of significance in the Islamic calendar for Muslims, and this year's is quite poignant because, again, as we mentioned, it marks almost 1 year since the Mina tragedy, and a lot of Iranians were not able to go to Mina, were able to go for Hajj, that is, and be present at those plains of Arafah for this day.
Yes, you're right. The day of Arafah is an important day because it reminds us the khutbah, the service and sermon, historic lecture of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, called Khutbatul Wada' in Hajjatul Wada' that was performed in Arafah, the land of Arafat, that he made a very universal message. أيها الناس إن ربكم واحد وأباكم واحد ألا لا فضل لعربي على عجمي ولا لعجمي على عربي إلا بالتقوى that he said only piety and purity matters not color and class and nationality and race and ethnicity but as you were mentioning and your guess, unfortunately, this Arafah and this Eid al-Adha is not this year Eid of celebration, but it is Eid of sadness. You know that the tradition comes from Prophet Abraham that he was willing to sacrifice his son. So it was a celebration of sacrifice to demonstrate his submission to the will of God. And then that established the tradition, and Prophet Muhammad confirmed that tradition. And each year, the Hujjaj, they gather there, and they do sacrifice of camel and cow and rams to feed the poor. So it is about submission to God, but at the same time about charity and generosity and caring for the hungry. But this is also a reminder of the first anniversary of that terrible tragedy in Mecca and Mina that based on some witnesses, 7,000 innocent Hujjaj were killed while they were thirsty and that the heat of the weather. And unfortunately, the Saudis never apologized for that, never allowed an investigation. So it is anniversary of that massacre of innocent Hujjaj, and at the same time, the anniversary, the 15th anniversary of 9/11. For us as Muslim Americans, this Eid is a reminder of two tragedies that, unfortunately, both of them have a sign of involvement of the Saudi royal family. And it's very odd that despite of involvement of both Saudi in 9/11 and Mina tragedy, they are the closest allies of United States. And now when 2 days ago the Congress passed a bill allowing the families of 9/11 to sue the Saudi government, we have signals from the White House that President Obama will veto that legislation, indeed, which is very odd.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. Unfortunately, Imam Elahi, we have run out of time. That's Imam Muhammad Elahi with the Islamic House of Wisdom joining us via Skype from Michigan. Imam Elahi, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.